baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. How
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hi, we're here.
Hello. So, bear with us. We're both really tired, and I'm getting sick, and Constantine just got back.
And today sucks.
And today sucks. So, and the moon's not that great. It's like, okay.
It's the last quarter.
It's the last quarter.
Which means that it's half full.
Yeah.
And
so
half empty.
It's just like,
and today for us it's half empty.
It's half full, half empty. Like I'm I don't know. It didn't really invoke much for me, TBH. Like, if we're being honest, so we had some trouble.
I was thinking equilibrium, but then Kim was like, "How do you make that into music?" I was like, "I don't know."
Yeah, exactly.
You got me there.
So then I was like, "Okay, well, I guess that, like, if you think about it, that's kind of like." Just like kind of music that doesn't really progress that much, or has like a central theme that just kind of like sticks throughout. So I was like, maybe like jazz, like classic jazz, you know.
And I went along with it, so here
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, because Constantine's not a big jazz guy, so like, well, in a different way.
In a different way. I mean, I'm not as much as you, but
Yeah.
We like different veins, I'd say.
So I appreciate the flexibility. But this is a little, honestly, well, my show last semester was Jazz Amongst Other Things. So this is a little ode to Jazz Amongst Other Things. I know my parents miss it. They always listened to the archive because it was at 6 a.m. on Sundays. So 3 a.m. But anyways, that was Orange Moon by Erykah Badu. And that was my pick because the other night there was an orange moon. It was like a red blood orange moon thing, and we have a blood orange song. Crazy. So
mind blown.
Yeah, crazy stuff, but that's just a good song. So, and it's chill, so
yeah,
like, she's great. So, you know,
we have a little Aretha Squared coming up.
Yeah,
I say a little prayer followed by
We have a basic pick and a little bit deeper cut. I've been listening to Call Me like so much recently. I just came up, and then I was like, oh, this is a good song. So both great. So yeah. But yeah. This is Moon Music, Kim and Constantine. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yep. Okay.
Together, together, that's how it must be to live without you, but only me.
Why is this so hard? I'm trying to be cool and like transition well, but like I just don't get it. I guess
we also don't have our background music today.
Oh no, we do. We do.
It's coming.
Wait.
It's on its
I forgot.
Way.
Okay, wait.
But that definitely takes the pressure off the transition a little bit because you can just let the music play for a few seconds while you faded
That's
the
why.
Voice.
Okay. Sorry guys, we are really out of the swing today. Constantine also was not at the post lessons glow last week, and we had some issues. We had some tech issues, so
no guarantees I would have been able to solve them had I been there.
Yeah, it worked out, but Anyways, that was the Aretha Franklin. And then next we have some Blood Orange. This is an extreme deep cut of Blood Orange. You know I'm his number one fan. Like, I love Blood Orange so much. And this is from his Black History, like, EP. It's like two songs. It's great because it's Black History Month. It's February, right? Yeah. So it's called Christopher and Sixth. Don't really know what it's about, but it's chill. So, yeah. That's all I got.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Funny that you can hear the air conditioner on air.
Can you though?
I mean, I can hear it in the headphones very clearly.
Or is it just static?
No, because I had them on before the music was going on, before we were talking, and it was like I could hear it like going woo 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 woo.
Huh. Okay. Well, interesting.
Interesting.
You talk constantly.
Okay, sure. So that was one of my songs, Crystal Silence. Man. Can you tell I haven't had a conversation today? I can't enunciate things. Crystal Silence by Chick Corea. One of my favorites. I had more to say about it, but it's not coming to mind, so we're just going to move on. I'm going to read a PSA because it's around half past the hour. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements, but that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual to see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it. Consider trying to fix it. To save you both time and money, search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you're going to throw it away anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Good message, but I was surprised that went that far as to tell you that you should go to a website to try to fix your electronics. It kind of depends.
Yeah.
There's a line for that.
I wonder if these are public service messages or just advertisements. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
I can't, like, say bad things about the radio on the radio, can I?
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, there's nothing bad to say. It's just, like, an interesting take.
Well, I mean, half
like,
of them,
it's a good take,
half of them say, like, ad
right,
on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I think that's the point. I'm not sure. But.
So maybe I just read an ad for
iFixit.com. I don't know.
Whatever it's called.
I don't know if that's even a thing anymore.
I support the message, though.
All the PSAs are sold. Yeah, the idea of the message is great. Fix things instead of buying new things.
Yes.
Because...
It's just better for everyone. It's better for you because you get better at doing things and you get better at saving yourself money.
It's better for the environment. It's better for anti-capitalism.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that.
That's so true.
It doesn't matter.
The one Super Bowl ad last night... About just like buying thing and then buying another thing.
I only saw the Jack Harlow triangle one for Doritos. That's literally the only one that I saw. So, and then I saw the halftime show and I didn't like it at all. And then that was all I
like the halftime show.
It was like just weird. Okay, it was interesting.
It was underdone a little bit, but I kind of appreciated it for that.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it sounded really good. Like, I thought the mixes of the songs were better than the studio recordings.
And they didn't have live music at all, only for one of the songs.
Yeah, this is true.
And I'm pretty sure she was lip-syncing the entire time.
She probably was, but
so,
most of them probably are.
I was a little like, and
she's also pregnant, though.
Is she, though? It's not confirmed.
Okay, well, I don't know. That's just what I heard. I also heard Hodge was closing, and it's not.
Well, Hodge is not closing.
So.
It's relocating.
Hold on.
Where's
it
relocating?
I trusted SideChat once. I trust them again? Who knows?
But where is it relocating is the question.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I mean, there's so many empty buildings on campus that they don't do anything with, so probably one of those. But I mean, maybe they'll have better stuff.
They're just gonna build a new building for it while they're renovating the old one.
I just don't get it. Why? I don't know.
They need to renovate it, apparently. I don't know.
I don't know why they're doing
it. I'm happy they're relocating it though, because it would have been messed up if they just closed it without telling people beforehand.
Yeah, it would have been very messed up.
Yeah.
Super messed up. Okay.
Well, some people did buy meal plans, like counting on Hodge.
No, I know. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I was kind of exaggerating, but like also not at all. Like I would have been very upset. Because I eat Hodge for like most of my meals, because that's just the best option. Okay.
Okay, we're talking too much.
Yeah, this is what always happens.
We're gonna have to cut. I have a song that I can cut.
Okay.
But it's not the next one.
Talk about your next song. Talk about your next song.
This next song is "Bad Karma" by Dawuna. I have played him on the radio before. I have shouted him out. I don't really want to label his style as anything because I don't really know the labels like that, and I don't want to like put his music into any boxes, but he's friends of a friend, and I saw him live in May, and I really, really, really liked what I saw, and his album's really good, Glasslit Dream. You should go listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, this is Bad Karma.
Oh, I give my love and think of the thing I try to do. I feel a sort of funny feeling, 'cause I know I'm spoiling you, 'cause you're the one I need. You're the one I need. By the way, that things are going,
sometimes.
Ooh.
I think one day we should sing along to our little harp jam.
Yeah, maybe we'll do like a rap at the end.
Do we need to log harp jam?
No.
We are playing it on air, though. Maybe we'll log it once.
Oh, that's so much extra work. Okay, that was You're the One I Need and Lava Lamp. Just chill. Fun, chill, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Thundercat's great. He performed at the Grammys with Steve Lacy, which was really redeeming for Steve. After his interesting tour, which I spent way too much money on and was extremely let down by. Sorry guys. Do you want to introduce your next song, Constantine?
Sure. Next song is Street Fighter Moz by the man Kamasi Washington. Definitely one of his more structured cuts. And one of his more popular. It might be his most popular. Not sure. Anyway, good one.
Yeah.
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 Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Thank you.
but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory he's not for me.
I love that song. It's so great. I'm really excited to go to bed. Really tired, but I love Ella Fitzgerald and that song and Fool's Russian, I think, are like two of my favorites ever because she's so good. But yeah, that's all I have to say. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say?
Not really. Except for This Is Constantine.
And Sleigh Ride. That's a great song. And Mac the Knife.
Did you just interrupt my station ID?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I didn't know that's where you were going with that.
This is Constantine.
And Kim.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Yay.
Okay,
last right. song.
We're going to... this one's for you audiophiles out there. Sorry about the music, the harp jam cutting out there. I did not plan that well. I love this song. It's sort of a little bit more of an ambient piece. It deserves more adjectives than that, again, but I don't have them. So, Better ask Jack Brownlee or someone else. Shout out Jack.
Yeah, maybe Jack's listening. If yeah, not, Jack, we'll tell him.
Let me know what you think if you are listening.
Well, I'll text him right now and then we'll see what happens.
He'll text us.
Oh yeah, he'll text
if
us.
If he's there. All right, we're going to play it. See you next week.